You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.
You're talking about Max Scherzer. And you said he's going to be 39. So, Dave, 39, that's not a young athlete. 39, your skills diminish by 39. Aaron Rodgers, my friend, is 39.
I said your skills could diminish.
Well, but you said it so like matter-of-factly that it made me think. Like, well, you make it, Scherzer, what happens if the Aaron Rodgers skills have diminished at all?
Well, then you're screwed.
Yes, then you're in big trouble.
I think it's pretty easy to answer the question. I mean, I think you're hoping that what you saw last year was because of the thumb.
Right.
And that now all of a sudden, because this is a new opportunity, there's a level of excitement. He's got a big giant chip on his shoulder to stick it right up Green Bay's you know what. And you got enough, you know, talent around him. You got the offensive coordinator that he wants. And I mean, he's talk gushingly about Nathaniel Hackett would be an understatement.
No, I think Nathaniel Hackett is a part of the reason he's here, and a big part.
I think it is the reason he's here.
Yeah, it's a big part of the reason.
And then can you protect him? And I think that's the only real question right now.
I'm concerned about that. I am. I don't think this offensive line is ready to go to battle every day.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the biggest issue. And I mean, you've brought in some pieces, but do you have the right pieces? The pieces that are going to stay healthy? I mean, having AVT back is going to be huge.
Right.
I mean, we've seen pictures of Mekhi Becton. We've heard about, you know.
Who's your starting running back to start the season?
I'm hoping it's going to be Breece Hall.
All right. Is that realistic to say that Breece Hall is going to be the starting running back week one?
He seems to believe so. Now, I mean, what version of Breece Hall do we get? I can't tell you. I mean, I think it's unfair to expect what you saw when he started the season and he was a game-changing potential offensive rookie of the year. I think it might take a minute. It took Saquon a minute. But you just drafted one. You got Bam Knight. I mean, you got options. Are they as good options as Breece Hall?
No. A healthy Breece Hall is a terrific running back.
But you also have, I mean, you have Aaron Rodgers now. Which should, I mean, your passing game should take a huge step.
Tenfold. Here's Garrett Wilson yesterday. And the Jets are all excited. They're all in awe of Aaron Rodgers is what they said. Garrett Wilson saying, right now we can compete with anybody.
I mean, we expect to compete with, you know, everyone in the league, beat everyone in the league, be one of the better teams in the league. You know, we expect to do that. You know, that's always been the mindset. And when we didn't follow through on that, we know we've always been upset. But, you know, I'd be lying if I said that we had someone, you know, of Aaron Rodgers' pedigree and the expectation, you know, doesn't go up a little bit, you know, and that's how it is in this industry, you know. So we're excited to have him. And we know what comes with it. We know that all of a sudden, you know, eyes are on us and that we got to back it up every time we take the field, you know, practice or game. And we're excited to prove that every week. You know, what we know we have, we're excited to prove that to the world every week.
So, I mean, maybe they will, but are we at all premature in this conversation of the Jets can compete and beat anybody right now?
Are we premature? Probably. Probably a little bit premature just because we haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, I need to see it. And I that's the thing. Like, I could see it, and RJ and I were talking about this before the show. I could see it going really well and the Jets being a real problem. I don't think it's as likely, but I could see it not being so great. Especially to start the season.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong. Was the system different for Aaron Rodgers last year in Green Bay?
No.
Okay, so, I mean, but did it take him a minute to find chemistry with Christian Watson and,
yes,
and Romeo Doubs?
100%.
So there's no guarantee that right off the bat, him and Garrett Wilson have this amazing chemistry?
Yeah, but I don't think you, I mean, with Green Bay, first of all, the division was not very good, and you thought you would just waltz to it. Right? I don't think there's as much pressure on him that there was in Green Bay that there will be this year with the Jets.
No, but I'm not even talking about the pressure. I'm just saying, like, I mean, you said you wanted to see it. I think that's important. And it may not look exactly how you want it to look early on.
So
they have a tough schedule. They have a tough division.
So I'm going to have a rookie center, right?
No, not necessarily.
You think McGovern plays center?
It could be.
All right. So potentially a rookie center.
Yep.
Left tackles that I think give you a lot of pause.
Dwayne Brown, as long as he's healthy, be a left tackle. Yep.
So you don't even count Becton.
I don't know what to expect from Becton.
Right. Which I think is very fair. And I kind of feel that on a lesser scale with the whole picture right now. Like, yeah, I understand why you're excited. I think you should be. But I just, like, I think you have to temper your expectation, not you specifically, a little bit to say there could be growing pains here.
I think there will be growing pains, but I also think that you have an elite defense that's only going to be better because your offense is better and your quarterback
yes,
is better.
You're 100% right. But there were moments last year when that elite defense was not elite.
Yeah, but there were also moments last year where the defense was just shot because the offense stinks.
Totally
so
agree.
Bad.
I totally agree with you. Listen, I think the Jets could go 12-5. I think the Jets could go 9-8.
Well, they go 9-8. That's...
That'd be a failure.
That's not great.
Because that's not a playoff team in the AFC.
Probably not. No, I mean, we went through it. Like, the list of quarterbacks and how many teams make the playoffs. There's going to be, you know, good quarterbacks that don't make the playoffs. Really good quarterbacks that don't make the playoffs.
I mean, how many quarterbacks are going to be in this AFC that are going to be good?
How many times 10? Do you go through the list? I mean, you got Josh Allen, Tua when he's healthy, Aaron Rodgers, you got Lamar Jackson, you got
Deshaun Watson, you got
Deshaun
Patrick Mahomes,
Watson.
You got Justin Herbert, you got, I mean, there's a million of them.
We got Trevor Lawrence.
Steelers are never below 500. You got to figure that, what's his face, is going to be better in year two. Pickett's going to be better in year two than he was in year one.
I mean, you're talking, I think you just went through the list. I think that you gave me 9.
Did we say Jacksonville and Trevor Lawrence?
I did, yeah.
Okay.
So, there's 9 really... I mean, you're talking about really good, some of them elite quarterbacks, the best in the game. I mean, Burrow, Mahomes, Allen, Lamar when he's healthy and right. Deshaun will be better this season. Trevor Lawrence is on the way up. Hey, two of those guys aren't going to make the playoffs.
That's right.
Herbert with Kellen Moore now. They had another weapon for him in the draft.
I was reading, was it Warren Sharp yesterday? He was just so excited about Quentin Johnson.
I mean, to add to that wide receiver room already?
That AFC is a... Oof.
The AFC is going
murderous
to be
row
a
is what
battle.
It is.
Yep.
They have a tough schedule. Listen, I think it's going to be... I actually want them to do well because I think it'd be better for us. But now... You know what? You've now angered me to the point that Giants-Jets opening week, I'm going to go right after you is what I'm going to do.
Come after me. I want all
I'm gonna go right. I'm going to go right after you. I'm going to verbally slap you around leading into that game.
I dare you. Dare you.
Giants are going to be a much better team.
Ugh. I want all of it. All the smoke.
What happens if they play on September 11th, Giants win that game, who are you on September 12th? You'd be in the fetal position, taking smacks on the bottom all show.
Maybe. I don't think it's going to happen, but maybe. Who are you going to be on Tuesday after we beat you?
Yeah, but the expectation is going to be that you're going to win. All the pressure is going to be on your team.
It's your home game.
So what? All the pressure.
You just paid your quarterback a ton of money.
All right, RJ, who will the pressure be on Giants-Jets week one, Monday Night Football?
Got the coach of the year.
So
all of it's going to be on the Jets.
I don't know about all of it. I was thinking about this. Which, just for 2023, to answer your question, I don't really know. Because there's an expectation from an on-the-field standpoint that the Giants probably should win that game, but the hype is going to be all on the Jets side.
Are you crazy? Everyone thinks the Jets are going to have this miraculous 12-13 win season.
Yeah, but I think we acknowledge that at best, even if all that happens, they're probably like the third or fourth best team. The Giants, despite the Eagles, who are probably the best team in the NFC, being in your division, the expectations, you're back in the playoffs, right?
I don't think it's defined.
If you took a step back and you were not in the playoffs, you'd be really disappointed.
If the Giants don't get to the playoffs, would I be? I would be disappointed. Yes.
Yeah.
If the Jets don't go to the AFC Championship game, I think Jets fans would be very disappointed.
Yeah, but much harder road for the Jets to get to the AFC Championship game and you to get to the playoffs in the NFC. Come on.
Yeah, like we talk about the Jets' expectations to get there, but that's only based on the timeline of Aaron Rodgers. The Giants may have an equal chance to get there as the Jets just because of their road.
No way.
Who are you talking about? The Eagles? Cowboys are good? Niners?
The Jets are built to win immediately. The Giants are building something to get better as we move along.
Yeah, but I'm just talking 2023.
Right, but the Niners are better. The Eagles are better. The Cowboys are probably better.
So that means they're around the fourth best team, which is what the Jets are in the AFC.
Seattle could definitively be better.
If Seattle passes you, that would be bad.
What if Seattle's better than us last year?
Were they?
They beat us.
You should be right there with them, though.
All right. So I would put the Giants in the, I don't know, 5-6 range of best teams in the NFC.
You should be in the group of teams that are like
that next team. Right? Like, you have the grouping of the elite teams, and then you have that next grouping. I think the Giants could be in that next grouping.
That's kind of where
It feels like there's only two elite teams in the NFC.
I put the Cowboys in that elite status.
I don't know about that.
I do. I think their defense is terrific. You see, by the way, they're moving, what's-his-face? Yappy over to defensive end now?
Tell you the truth, he pretty much was defensive end last year.
No, he was a linebacker last year.
No, he was.
Now they're moving him to a defensive end.
He was edge rushing like 90% of the plays.
Dave, don't try to tell Raymond about his Cowboys, okay?
He was a linebacker last year. You could say whatever you want. You look at where he lined up more at defensive end, linebacker. Lawrence Taylor lined up at defensive end too, linebacker. Now he's going to solely be a defensive end.
He's going to line up at the same exact positions he did last year.
Okay.
Raymond, how do you feel about it?
They're ballooning him up, too. They want him to get to like 265.
Well, that's not going to happen. I mean, it's no different than what it was last year. You worry about him wearing down, but yeah.
Raymond, who do you think pressure would be on week one, Giants, Jets?
I think both teams are going to have pressure, but the Jets, because of the hype, the pressure is going to be a little bit more towards them.
See, Ray gets question. It. Ray gets it.
Well, that's not to say that the Giants are not going to have pressure.
No.
They are.
That's not what I said. I said the Jets will have more pressure in that game.
You said the Jets will have all the pressure.
I think the Jets will have all the pressure.
Well, I think there's built-in pressure, though, too, because it's the Jets versus the Giants. You don't want to get embarrassed.
That's for sure.
I don't care how we beat you. I don't need to embarrass you. I'd be happy with Gano, 54-yard field goal at the buzzer. Doesn't matter to me.
Yeah, but you want to embarrass him.
No. Any win, any way they win would be wonderful.
Let's see how you feel in August. Let's see.
I mean, would I like to beat him 27-3? That would be great. Would I 24-23, 38-37? I don't care. Just all I want to do in that game, and more so now than ever, is beat you.
The week leading up to this game is going to be an absolute.
I'll tell you what, I'm not bringing in fruit for you that week.
Well, that's fine.
Or I might poison it.
Yeah, fine, poison it. I don't want your average fruit.
You know what? You're out of the fruit.
I can't help it. Your fruit guy has gone downhill. What do you want to tell you?
You see how I'm treated on the show?
Bananas, not really ripe. Grapes, average. Get yourself a pineapple. See who cuts it up for you.
Just got a text from someone. This isn't even a question. It's a stupid conversation. All pressure on the Jets.
All pressure.
I'm telling you right now.
All pressure on the Jets.
Week leading up to this game, I can't wait for the schedules to come out. This is not going to be an RJ Santiago love fest. No, your team's good. Oh,
that's who they are.
Good luck. This is going to be no holds barred. This is going to be a full week of me coming after you. So be ready.
I'm ready for you. You think I haven't dealt with people like you my whole life?
Yeah, be ready.
Yeah. You're a dime a dozen, pal.
You tell people like you.
How about people like you? No, people that all of a sudden they think their team is this special, you know, genius of a team. They're going to be phenomenal, and then they're not.
How many people like you do you deal with, though?
Like me? I'm not a dime a dozen. He's a dime a dozen, where he says nothing, and then all of a sudden he gets all lippy.
You are a special case.
Exactly. Iris, Staten Island. Good morning, you're on 98.7.
Hey, good morning, fellas. How are you? Well, and before I wanted to bring up a point about Rodgers and the offense, but with this Jet-Giant game looming, it looks like opening day. I think all the pressure's on the Jets, and I think, Dave, you're lucky. I think you're getting the Jets at the right time because better in week one than in week 7, 8, 9, or 10.
Could be right. But, so, Ira, just repeat that. All the pressure's on what football team if they play week one?
On the Jets.
Yeah.
Oh, all the pressure's on the Jets. Mm-hmm. 100%. And you know, but I will say, you were talking about Rodgers and the offense and running backs. I mean, take away the 5-year. When was the last time you could go back and think when the defensive coordinator didn't put 8 and 9 men in the box because the Jets didn't have an adequate enough quarterback that they had to worry about? They're not going to be able to do that. And I think the Jets' running attack, whether it's Breece Hall, whether it's the new kid that they drafted, whether it's Carter, Knight, whoever they add, I think the rushing attack is going to be a very good rushing attack because of the threat of Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, I don't think you're wrong, Ira. I mean, what I like, listen, the running backs that you named, good running backs. Michael Carter, good running back. Bam Knight, good running back. We'll see what this rookie looks
They're
like.
They're not Breece Hall.
Breece Hall was a difference maker when he was healthy.
Breece Hall had that it factor. And I don't know that the other guys won't, but I know that he had it. He was.
Well, no, I think they don't. I mean, the two. Like, the
well,
two
Bam Knight does
already.
Not. Michael Carter does not. I can't speak on the rookie yet.
Can you pronounce his name?
I don't even know what his name is, actually.
Yeah, you do. Stop it.
What's his name?
Israel.
Oh, yeah. That's the kid from Pitt?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, I don't even know what his last name is.
Abanaconda?
You bought a conda?
No, I didn't buy a conda. It's Abanaconda.
Oh.
You got it.
There you go.
Of course I got it.
What do you mean, of course? It's not like you don't stumble on yourself all the time.
I'm a professional.
Caitlin Babylon. Good morning, Caitlin. You're on 98.7.
Good morning, gentlemen. I was just calling to say that I side with Ira and Dave on this one. Couple of reasons why I think the pressure is pretty much 100% on the Jets is I'm a Buffalo Bills fan, so I'm listening to New York sports radio. All I hear, Super Bowl or bust, Super Bowl or bust. If they come out week one losing to the Giants, which we're all saying now, the pressure's on the AFC side of things. So you're going to lose an NFC game at home, you know, in New York against your home, you know, rival team. That's 100% a disappointment across the board for Jets fans. There's no doubt about it.
Rick, what do you say to that?
Don't you try to set us up, Caitlin, and your Buffalo Bills.
What? She's giving you an honest assessment.
No, you guys aren't wrong.
Ira said the same thing. Ira's the biggest Jets fan there is.
I didn't disagree with you. The pressure all season is going to be on the Jets because of the timeline. RJ's point was the timeline.
I think maybe
you don't know
how
long this is going to last.
We get you week one. Maybe it's a good time to catch you.
I said that the other day.
Yeah, let's go. I'm going
to
punch you right in the face. That's what's going to happen.
Because when you asked me, and I said, I want it week one, and you're like, no.
Well, but just because I like something like a little easier week one.
Yeah, but you're getting us. I mean, you have to play us regardless, right? So why not play us when we could be trying to figure things out?
Oh, I can't wait for this. I can't wait for the football season.
I'm not going to be like the little kid that you hit in the face of the tennis racket either. And just
oh, yeah,
go
you
crying
will.
To mummy.
Oh, yeah,
no,
you
no.
will. Oh, uh-uh. Yeah, oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you smack at that tennis racket, I'm coming back.
Big Mars tweets in, as a diehard Jets fan, I can't understand how anyone can say there's any pressure on the Giants at all. All the pressure on the Jets.
No, there's going to be pressure still.
All the pressure
you don't
on
wanna,
the Jets.
You don't want to lose to the Jets.
I don't want to lose to the Jets. The pressure will be on the Jets.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
Does this strike you as a little bit weird? This is Quincy Williams, what he says about seeing and meeting Aaron Rodgers.
I ain't gonna lie to you. I was kind of starstruck at first because it was like we warm up right next to each other. I was like, hold on, coach, let me just take a little minute, take this in, watch a few throws a little bit, and seeing them in the green. Just took that in a little bit. It's like, all right, now let's get to work.
Strange at all or no? Cute and
no.
Warm. Cute and nice.
No, no, dude, I'm telling you. Now, it's different because he wasn't my teammate, but I had that same response when I played in some like the World Cup teams.
Uh-huh.
But the first game I ever played against Curtis Joseph, who I loved, I was at the red line, and I told you this. I purposely stretched close to the red line just so I could like be near him. And at one point, I had to like shake myself out of it. I was like, "What are you doing, man? You got to play like you're gonna like you're googling. You're sitting here like so focused on what he's doing.
You're googling him up, like photos."
No, I don't know if that was the word. Ogling? What was I doing?
Ogling.
Ogling?
Yeah. I think joggling.
Joggling, yeah. I was juggling my emotions. But I had to like snap myself out of it. I'm like, you're playing against the guy. Like, focus here, man. Get it together.
Right. So, not odd at all.
No, I don't think so. I mean, it's Aaron Rodgers, man.
Yeah.
I think that's part of why, I mean, why bringing him in kind of changes things because of the gravitas. He's, I mean, the guy's one of the best quarterbacks ever. He's a Hall of Famer, 4-time MVP.
Yep. Clearly, he's a Mount Rushmore guy.
And he's going to give you the best chance you have to win a championship.
If the Jets are bad this year, do you just give up?
It would be a tough one, yeah.
What do you really think? Really tough. Like, they have to do at least what for you to look at the season and be like, okay. Like record-wise, 11-6?
Well, I don't even know if it has to be a record-wise. I mean, I think it's more judge them on what they do in the playoffs, no? Isn't that most important? I mean, yeah. Would you love them to win the division and host the playoff game? Absolutely.
But I guess it's where you get at the end of the season, right?
Yeah. I mean, that's the focus.
Garrett Wilson, higher expectations with number 8 in the building.
I'd be lying if I said that we had someone of Aaron Rodgers' pedigree and the expectation, you know, doesn't go up a little bit. That's how it is in this industry, you know. So we're excited to have him, and we know what comes with it. We know that all of a sudden, you know, eyes are on us and that we got to back it up every time we take the field, you know, practice or game. And we're excited to prove that every week.
They are going, you know what they're going to be now? They're going to be circled on the other team's calendars.
Yeah, they're going to be, I mean, they're not going to take anyone by surprise, no. I think to the point he just made, though, too, why, and I'm sure the same thing happened in Tampa with Tom Brady, why it lifts the level of everyone in the building is because for a guy like Garrett Wilson, like, he wants to impress Aaron Rodgers. Like, he wants to prove to Aaron Rodgers that he's a great receiver.
I think they all do.
Like they all want to impress him. Just like they all wanted to impress Tom Brady,
and that's
I just like the fact that he's here and he's engaged with his teammates.
Yes, well, he had to be. If you weren't going to get a fully engaged Aaron Rodgers, then what have you done?
But here's the thing. Here's the thing. Here's the catch 22 with that. Early on, this stuff is fine, and you can be in awe that Aaron Rodgers is your teammate and how cool it is to catch passes from him. But at a certain point, you got to understand that I got a job to do,
right?
And like, an example would be for, like, who's your, the person in the radio business that you hold in the highest regard?
You.
No, be honest.
The highest?
That you would be nervous to do a show with.
Maybe Chris Russo?
Okay, so if the first show you did with him, you kind of have that same feeling. Like, you're in awe, you're doing a show with Chris Russo, and you're probably, maybe you're not at your best because, right? Like, you don't want to do anything to upset him.
Right.
Maybe, you know. But then as you get more comfortable, you come in, like, I got to be me. Like, I got to be Dave. If I'm not Dave, I'm not helping anybody.
That's right. Yeah. The awe can only last for so long.
Right.
You have to take the field and provide results is what you have to do.
Because we're teammates. I mean, we're
equals, right? I mean, I know you're Aaron Rodgers and the focus is on you, but we're equals. I go out there and I do what Christian Watson did last year. I'm not going to be playing.
I still can't believe he dropped that pass.
Wide open. I mean, I know it's a ridiculous thing to say. You could all, like that changed the season, maybe.
Well, that definitely changed that relationship right away.
But you go out there, you catch that touchdown. All of a sudden, you lost that game, I think, to Minnesota, right? I think you got hammered in that game against Minnesota.
That ball couldn't have been placed better.
Oh, you couldn't have walked it up and handed it to him any better than that. Terrible. All right, let it go. It's okay. Let's go to, now, Joe in Brooklyn claims he has inside NFL schedule information. Joe, let's hear what you got.
Hey, guys, how you guys doing? You guys are the best.
Thank you.
All right. I'm the guy that called, by the way, that I told him I did that in the darkness thing with Aaron Rodgers and said it's awful and hard, if you remember.
Yeah,
but
I do.
But anyway, my inside, Dave, I spoke to you a million times on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
My inside information is Jets-Giants opening day and Thanksgiving Day, which is going to be the biggest thing, Cowboys-Jets.
You don't need to disclose exactly who, but how good is this information?
I got a lot of people that work in sports. I live in Florida now, but I have a lot of people in New York that work in sports and do a lot of fundraisers and do a lot of softball tournaments, football tournaments. And one of the people we have works inside at ESPN somewhere. I don't know where, and I can't say his name.
No, I wouldn't want you to say his name.
Joe, more importantly, Joe, more importantly.
If you let me, I'm
Joe,
sorry.
Joe, more importantly, go ahead, Rick. I want to ask him a question before he starts making another point.
Go ahead, yeah.
Were you forced to relocate into Florida?
I thought it was a better life for my 5-year-old son because Brooklyn, New York was really getting bad.
And has it been good?
It's amazing out here. I love it. I listen to you guys. I'm a truck driver. I listen to you guys every day for the last 3, 4, 5 years, whatever it is. You guys make my morning go so smooth on the road. You know, listen, I hear it all the time. You don't know what you guys do to people. You hear it, you really don't know. But without you guys, I probably don't get through the day.
Wow, very sweet. Did you say you had something else, or was that
what? The other guys at 3 o'clock, are all right. I'd love to get in a room with Michael Kay one day and put him in his place.
Oh.
But unless Rick can make that happen, Michael Kay is wrong about so much. But since he yells louder than everybody else, he just gets to say what he wants to say.
Well, I'm not going to promote taking shots at a coworker and someone that has his own show. That you can always call him and go after him yourself. Did you say something else you wanted to add, or was that it about our show?
If you don't mind, I got one more thing that Rick might like.
All right.
So, listen, we know about Aaron Rodgers. We know how great he is. I've been watching football since I'm 7 years old. That's 44 years of watching football. If you put Aaron Rodgers on the Jets last year, there's no question they make the playoffs. Correct, Rick?
That's right.
Okay, we've gotten better than Jets. Let's go to the Giants for a second. If the Giants don't make the playoffs this year, don't they take a step backwards, Rick?
You would think, yeah. I don't think that Dave's going to be very happy about it.
I won't be happy about it.
And also, the NFC is weak. I'm a Cowboys fan, Dave, I'm sorry. But they're not that good, the Cowboys.
Cowboys are good. Cowboys are a top 4 team in the NFC.
Dave, hold on. What's his name? The Cowboy fan, and I agree with things he says.
What's his name?
I'm sorry, I'm a Cowboy. We're not going. I forget if it's RJ or Raymond. One of them's a Cowboy fan. Okay. We're not going nowhere but Dak Prescott. It's very simple. I'm speaking as a. I've been to 3 Super Bowls with the Cowboys. I was at the game. Okay? I'm a diehard. We're not going nowhere with Dak Prescott. However, the Giants don't make the playoffs. It's a big disappointment. There's only 3 teams in the NFC, really. 3.
Who are they? Who are the 3 teams in the NFC?
I think the Eagles right now is the best organization in football.
All right.
And I hate the Eagles more than you do.
Just give me the teams. We don't need to wax poetic about them. So the Eagles, the Niners, and who's the 3rd team?
I hate to say this, and I can't believe I'm going to say this. I think Detroit's going to be the 3rd best team in the
NFC. I think Detroit
NFC.
could be a real problem. I think the Saints are going to be a better football team. This idea that it's just the Giants are given to go to the postseason, I think, is silly.
I don't think anyone said given.
Well, he said it would be a tremendous disappointment.
I think it would be a disappointment. I mean, it's not only did you just make the playoffs, you won a road playoff game.
I understand that. It's a different season. Let's see what happens. I have a lot of expectation for the Giants, but let me see how the season plays out.
Well, of course. I mean, he's not saying to feel disappointed now. He's saying wait to see if you make the playoffs or not.
Can't wait for football. When do we find out who's on Hard Knocks, by the way? That can't
I have
be,
no idea.
Can't
it's it's going to be soon.
It can't be far. It's got to be the Jets, doesn't it?
It's the only logical choice.
You would think, yes.
So we could be, when we're going to go to Jets training camp, we could be on Hard Knocks.
I was told that they don't, the people on Hard Knocks would not want you on camera.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
They mentioned something about being just a bad guy and a disgusting Giants fan.
See, they just want me to placate, huh? They just want me to, I'm at
supportive.
The Jets facility and all of a sudden I'm a Jets fan. Doesn't work like that. See, you're malleable like that. I'm not.
No.
You go to Giants. Dable, you're so wonderful.
We don't even get invited to Giants camp because of you.
No, we're going to go to Giants camp, I think. I sat there with what was your former coach's name, the disaster? Adam Gase. I sat there. I was so nice to him. I was wowed by him. He impressed me. He had great things to say. I'm very open-minded. I'm not going to change who I root for, but I'm very open-minded. The fact that you think the Jets won't care for me, that's not nice. You need to branch that relationship. You need to make it work.
They don't trust you.
Well, don't trust what?
What do you mean? You know exactly what? You're a loose cannon. You try to bait their players with questions.
You smack their players with food.
Yeah, and they probably would have liked to do the same way how he played. I did them a favor. And on top of that, I could only imagine what questions you're asking, knowing that you're trying to get on Hard Knocks.
So you must miss that quarterback in Cincinnati, I would imagine, huh? Make some news? You want to guarantee a win or anything against the Patriots this weekend?
We'll go out there. I'll set it up for you. You can carry the interview. I'll say nothing.
How's
the
football he throws? Is it nice? Is it spiraling?
That's what you want. You want to be the conquering hero of the show. You need to be the pretty face of the show. You need to be Mr. Jets of the show. Fine. I'll go out there. Let's sit down. Welcome, Lakin Tomlinson. Lakin, how are you? Great. Nice to be here. Rick, take it over.
Look, ask your questions, but ask them in an accent. Do that.
I don't know if a Micah White.
Do you guys miss a Micah White? You think a Zachary Wilson can do a good football? This is the worst. I should get more money.
All I want is one thing to happen at Jets camp. Aaron throws you a pass and your finger dislocates. That's it. That's all I'm asking
for. All you want is injury. I mean, what kind of a friend and a coworker wants another person to get injured?
I'll pull it back.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
Thursday, June 1, you can hang with us all day long. We'll start our day broadcasting live from Publicans, Manhasset, 6 to 10 o'clock in the morning. Then we hit the Citi Field parking lot for a tailgate starting at 11 o'clock that morning, all leading into the game at 1 o'clock against the hated Philadelphia Phillies. So spend the day with us on Thursday, June 1, starting at Publicans in Manhasset, over to Citi Field for DiPietro and Rothenberg tailgate with all sorts of giveaways and prizes. We're headed to the game sitting in section 128, so get your tickets and hang with us all day long, courtesy of the fine folks here at 98.7 ESPN. 1-800-919-3776. I do want to get to the Rangers in a couple moments. Let's line up a couple more calls, and then we'll morph into some Rangers conversation. Lewis in Queens. Good morning, Lewis. You're on 98.7.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good.
So I wanted to comment on the Jets versus Giants. While I do think for that specific game there'll be more pressure on the Jets, I do think there's going to be a lot of pressure on the Giants as well, because Daniel Jones, this would be a measuring stick game for him, because he has to justify that contract he just got paid.
You think off that one game he has to justify the contract?
Yeah.
Come
They're
on.
Going against
really?
Probably the best quarterback in New York.
So if Aaron Rodgers outplays, if Daniel Jones is mediocre in that game, that contract is now for naught? It's not justified?
He has to prove that he earned the 82 million?
Yeah, but that's through 84? The course of an entire
I mean, for one
that's
game? So if the guy goes out there and he goes 13 of 24 for two interceptions and a fumble, now all of a sudden the Giants signing him was just an awful decision.
Not an awful decision, but it could be a bad omen.
We're going to look at omens?
It could be a off to a bad start, and that could just lead you downhill.
Well, that's different. If now that becomes who you are, you have a major problem. If he goes out there and soils himself in game one, it's not great. I don't want that to happen. Now all of a sudden it's a bad deal?
No, of course not. I mean, you're not going to judge him off of one game, but there is going to be, I mean, let's face it, there's going to be
a lot more pressure on Daniel Jones this season than there was last season. I totally agree with that.
But that comes with the territory. Getting a new big deal like that. Here's the thing with the Giants is we looked at last year with Joe Shane and Brian Daboll as an opportunity. I don't want to say it was a throwaway season, but it was an opportunity for them to evaluate what they had.
It was a pressure-free season.
Yeah, it was a year to evaluate.
Mm-hmm.
And because Brian Daboll and the coaching staff, it was so good at what they do that they found a way to surprise everyone, make the playoffs, and win a playoff game. So that's definitely sped up what they thought the time frame for this process would be. So, I mean, there are going to be expectations.
The Giants,
especially in an NFC that's not.
And there should be expectations. The Giants are going to be, the way I see them, and on paper, of course, and knowing what they were coaching staff-wise, and the whole staff comes back, which is huge,
is they, on paper, are a much better football team. A much better football team.
Yeah, they're more talented. But I also think that they're one of those teams, just like the Minnesota Vikings are one of those teams, the team that you beat, that I think a lot of people, as we start prognosticating what the season's going to look like, would be, I mean, we play those stupid games where, you know, five teams that made the playoffs aren't going to make the playoffs.
Right.
All those stupid predictions that we make is that I think a lot of people will point to the Giants and say, you know, they won a lot of close games last year. Does that continue?
Look at the close games they won. I mean, off the top of my head, that Tennessee game was close and was very fortunate, right? That Green Bay game was very close. The Ravens game, they had lost it until, you know, the Ravens kind of gave it away late. Like, yeah, the Giants had a lot of those. Does that play out the same way for them this season?
Yeah, I mean, we'll see, but you're not wrong. I mean, they should be a more talented team. They're still going to be, I mean, you're lucky that you got to keep both your coordinators,
That is huge.
The more we talk about it, the more, like, I can't wait for the season to just start now.
Well, you got
to
wait 4 months. It's not right around the corner.
Is it that long?
Yeah, I mean, the first game is on September the 7th, right? Because I think the 7th.
Thursday?
That Thursday night, September 7th, yeah, because the Saturday is Alex's Bar Mitzvah, which is the 9th. The 10th is the opening full day, and then the 11th is going to be that first Monday night game. Do they still do the two Monday night games or no?
I haven't seen the schedule yet.
But did they do it this past season where they put on two games on Monday night?
I like the two Monday night games.
I like the two.
I like it.
I like the two.
But you're craving it.
But then they overlapped them, didn't they?
I think that has happened, yeah.
Yeah. I kind of like them separated. All right, let's get to the Rangers for a couple minutes. 1-800-919-3776. You've mentioned it. We've all heard it on the potential coaching change that I guess could happen. Gerard Gallant has heard about it also, and here is the current Rangers head coach.
I got no reason to think anything besides what people put out there. Like, I mean, I read the same thing you guys. I see the same posts and all that. But nobody from this organization told me anything. I'm coming in here. What I think was two wrestling years. We had one bad week, and it cost us. So if I can't stand by my record, what I've done, I think there's something wrong. I think it's pretty good. And not just the record here, the record moving forward. But we're in New York, and that's what things, you know, people put things out there, and that's fine. I'll get over it.
Wow. He sounds like he's a little disgruntled with this.
Of course he is, yeah. He feels like he's done a really good job. And, I mean, last year he did a really good job.
Great job. And by the way, what one bad week?
Yeah, that's the problem.
I mean, one bad week? It's not like you had a bad week in December. You had your worst week when you led a series that everyone thought you were going to win 2-0.
Yeah, I mean, that was the biggest problem with what he just said. I have no problem with him defending his 2 years here, but you can't just say it was one bad week. It was the week.
Right, exactly. We played one bad football game. You played that bad football game in the Super Bowl.
Right, like, I mean, the only reason that you played the 82 was to get to this point, and you had a 2-0 series lead on the road, coming back home with a 2-0 series lead, and you blew it.
Yeah, I don't like that phrase. Listen, if he says what I've done here I think is enough to keep my job, I think it's a very fair conversation. But can't fire me over one bad week? You can't?
How are you surprised, though? He said it. It's New York. Yeah, it's New York. You have a team that your GM built to win a championship now, and you lost in the first round.
But when there were no expectations, you got to the conference finals. When there were tremendous expectations, you got bounced. Don't give me this one bad week. That's a bad thing to say.
On top of that, I was listening to the K Show yesterday, mm-hmm. and apparently there was a report that behind closed doors where everyone could hear it, there was a shouting match between management and the coaching staff.
Really? When was that?
It was during the series. I forget what game it was. I don't know if it said... let me look. I know exactly who he said tweeted it. And then on top of that, I find it a little strange that he hasn't spoken to Chris yet. Especially with all the conversation coming out of that series being fired.
You think Gallant is back?
I think the first question you'd have to ask, I'm sure Chris is asking it right now, is there a better option available?
Now, who's the option I've read about, but he has like...
Joel Quenneville.
That's a bad look, no?
It depends on what the NHL says about it. If the NHL...
He's got to be reinstated first, doesn't he?
Yeah.
What's his issue?
It was the whole abuse.
That whole scandal with Chicago, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's not a great look, though. If he gets reinstated, he's allowed to coach again. Is he the best one available?
Well, I think the hope is, I mean, he's got a good connection with Panarin, and Panarin's had success under him.
Uh-huh.
But I mean, you're not firing Gerard Gallant just to fire Gerard Gallant.
No, you have to have a better option to bring in. Here is Gallant defending his 2-year stint with the Rangers.
I think we averaged 108 points in 2 years. I think that was excellent. We had a great first season. We lost to the Stanley Cup defending championships in the semifinals. This year, we lost in the first round. So, did I have a tough 2 weeks? Did we have a tough 2 weeks? Yeah. But besides that, I can't believe I have to answer some of these questions about me getting let go or getting fired, brought up by the media. Disappointing.
I don't understand how he's so surprised, and I don't understand this take from him. Last year was great. They're on the top of the mountain. Not one person said a word about losing to Tampa. Not one. But we had a bad 2 weeks. Here he is again. It's a bad 2 weeks. The expectation, they built this team to win now. You went nowhere and collapsed in a 7-game series in the first round of the postseason. That's bad.
Well, of course it's bad. That is the part. I have no problem with him pointing to why he should still be the coach. But to say it was just a bad 2 weeks is not... Like, you're underselling how important those are the most important 2 weeks of your entire season. It's like saying, I mean, I don't want to discount the regular season, but when you have a team that's a playoff team that is making moves to set themselves up to win a championship, the 82 games is essentially a dress rehearsal to get to the most important part of your season. Like, you can afford to have a bad week during the regular season. You can't afford to have a bad couple weeks during the playoffs.
It's a terrible tack that he has here, Rick.
Yeah, it wouldn't have been something
it's
that I would have pointed to.
No. I mean, look, last year we were great. We stumbled in the postseason this year. I understand why there's disappointment. I know I can get this team to where they need to go. Not, don't come after me because we had one bad week this season. You led a series 2-0 by taking the first two on the road where they had to put a different goalie in net. And it's a team that had almost no experience. And then you came home. Everybody and their brother thought the Rangers were going to win that series in maybe 5 games.
And no one could believe. Any hockey person that you spoke to could not believe how quickly that series turned and how drastically that series turned.
It turned on a dime. I you know what? I got to be honest with you. And I like Gallant. I'm shocked and disappointed that he has that tack.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.